Juan de Echevarría, florero, libros, estampas y peras verdes. Vase, books, prints, and green pears. Juan de Echevarría was born in the prosperous city of Bilbao, the son of industrialists. He abandoned his career in business to pursue his primary vocation, that of painting. In 1903, he moved to Paris, where he joined the community of Basque artists in the French capital. He tended to favour avant-garde forms of expression and dismissed academic formalism. He was almost completely self-taught and strove to create his own style. A cultured man, he was interested in literature, music, and above all in painting. His canvases show the typical features of fauvism in his use of colours and rhythm in his compositions. His work can be grouped into different thematic series: still life, landscapes, canvases with gypsy themes, and portraits of intellectuals and writers from the generation of 98, with whom he maintained a long, close friendship throughout his life. Colours dominate in his work, along with his constant search for expressive, harmonious contrasts. This is certainly true of Florero, Libros, Estampas y Peras Verdes, which translates as Vase, Books, Prints, and Green Pears. This work dates from 1925, and the artist's search for beauty in various objects is apparent. This kind of composition, called Living Corners, shows us his inner world and reveals to us his favourite books, prints, engravings and pictures by artists he admired. The objects, flowers and fruit seem to be placed arbitrarily, but the overall impression is one of a world of chromatic chords. In the centre of the composition, we see an imposing ceramic vase, where a bouquet of flowers explodes at different heights and in different colours. It is surrounded by books, fabrics, and a handkerchief, which throw into relief the green of the pears. Among the pictures is a Japanese print by the famous artist Hokusai, showing a view of Mount Fuji. The still-life canvases with vases of Juan de Echevarría exude his tireless search for chromatic harmonies, where objects and colours become everlasting arabesques. Objects are superimposed on a background which is similar to wallpaper. In this particular work, the background has been lightly sketched out in a range of cold colours such as green and blue, which are extremely common in the palette of this Bilbao-born artist.